Kun lernen am Blatt Gemara, Röpte auf Tessin und Rabe Mishne, in der Sechte Tmura. Okay. Says the Mishne, Ma Midin min Hatzein, Alaboka, you're allowed to swap an animal from a sheep to a, not you're allowed to, if you did. It's chal between a sheep and cattle. Cattle on sheep. If you swap one to another, they both the original remains kaddish, and this new one becomes kaddish as well. From the sheep on the goats, from the easy from the goats on the sheep. From male to female, from female to male. From an unblemished animal to a blemished animal. From a blemish to a non-blemish. Then it says lo yachli fenu v'lo yamirai. So you can swap to any animals. To any condition. It says the pasuk, do not swap and do not change. Toiv bara, don't put a good animal in the place of a bad animal. Bad animal means it has mumin. Oira b'toiv, or an animal with mumin for a good animal. And the eiza hu toiv bara, what do you mean a good animal for a bad animal? A bad animal means obviously it has mumin. And yet the kedusha goes from the mumin to the non-mumin. Bal mumin, shekodim, hegdesh, mumin has to be a case where the first you made it hegdesh, then had a mum. So therefore, when you made it hegdesh, it became kedusha zaguf, it became holy, sacred for the mizbeach. Then it had a mum. And then you swapped the kedusha to another animal. But if originally the animal had mum before you made it holy, then you never made it kedusha zaguf. When you made it holy, all it really is kedusha dummy. The value of it became holy. And that does not have the capacity to transfer the kedusha from one animal to the next. Second mumin, how do you know all of the Torah mumin learned? Says in pasuk, you shouldn't be machli for meimer, good or bad, bad and good. And bim homer yomer behema bibehema. What's behema bibehema? Mikan. It's a funny expression. Shemamidi minatzoy abakum. He learned all the things in the Mishnah from sheep and bokum abakalatzoy. Minakvasim elisa from sheep to goats. Minakvasim goats to sheep. Minatzchorim lekevim male to female. Minatzchorim lekevim male to female to lekevim male. Umi balamumin alatzmiyim alatzmiyim balamumin. In any condition, yochol afilu koydim mumin legdesh. Maybe even in the case where yochatchila set aside the animal already had mumin, which means all you did was kedusha dummy in the value. How do you know that the kedusha doesn't pass over? Tamalayim etzad basig lo yachli fenu v'lo yamir oisa. It says toiv bira, good and bad, and then it says oira b'toiv, or a bad animal for a good animal. The chayda, what do you mean v'ezu toiv bira? And the Braisa just says it's a little bit cryptic. What's considered a good animal? Don't swap a good animal for a bad animal. A bad animal is bali mumin. An animal has mumin. Shekodim hegdesh has mumin. At first it was hegdesh, and then it had mumin. So when you set it aside, it was already kedusha zaguf. It became holy for the mizbech, and then it had mumin. So you have the capacity to swap. How do you see that? Just because it says toiv bara, how do you know that ra doesn't mean that it had mumin from the beginning? You want to my Talmud? Where do you learn it out from? So we have two answers. Oh, Rabbi Abaye says, name akra. The pasuk could have said lo yachlifanu v'lo yomir oisay toiv bara, a good animal for a bad animal. Oi ra boy, or a bad animal in it, and that would have been. We'd have to add the word toiv a second time. B'toivach in Lomli, we have to add a second time. Shema mino to tell you that toiv is actually tell you toiv mi karoi. That or a bad animal for a good animal means a good animal that was good in the beginning, and then afterwards I don't care if it had mumin or not. But if lechatchila it was no good because it had mumin from the beginning, then when you made a kodesh, all it was the value, not the thing itself. Oisit tmura, but rami kori and oisit tmura. But if it was bad from the beginning, it doesn't make tmura. Rav Amar, Rav says actually there are two toivs that are extra. Rav Amar, tavayu toivu to the miyatri. Both toivs are extra. Because im kain, so nichtev kro, the pasuk could have just said, lo yachlifenu velo yamir, oisai bera, the original animal you made to a bad animal, oi rabboi, or a bad animal, you're not allowed to change oisai, one of these animals, bera, to a bad animal, or a bad animal for it. What does it spell out good for? Lomu tavayu toivu, to both toivs are extra. So therefore, we use both of them. Chad toiv. One of them is to tell you that I feel a bit toiv nami. That even if you swap into a good animal, ki maime lucky. That even if you swap for a good animal, even if you swap one good animal for another good animal, you're not even changing the grade. You're swapping feel a toiv b'toiv nami. No, toiv b'toiv. We're saying now a third case. A good animal for a good animal. That's the first thing. Nobody learned the lesser chiddush. That even though they're equal standing, kimeimil lucky, you'll get malchus for it. And the idach and the other one that I use extra, that toiv mi koroi oisit mura. Only if it's good in the beginning, that means with chatzilus grusha laguf, then you can transfer the kedusha to another animal. Abrami koroi, if it had mumin in the beginning, so all you did was kedusha dummy in the value, then oisit mura. Hakol Abaye doesn't need a pasuk for toiv b'toiv. Abaye only has one extra toiv. Abaye Amar Kal B'Chaymru. Toiv B'Toiv is obvious. Umadar Toiv B'Ra. Diluyi Kamal. Madar Toiv B'Ra. Diluyi Kamal Yulei. That you had a bad animal originally, and you went ahead and you took a good animal to swap it. You would think common sense says, wow, this guy's a good guy. He's trying to swap it. And yet, lucky, you have to tell me if good and good is Malkus. If bad to good is no good, then of course good to good is no good. I don't need a pasuk with that. But Rava says, you're right, but ain't no din. Kalvachemers don't work when it comes to punishment. You don't give Malkus min Kalvachemers. But Bayam looks at that here is different. It's not a Kalvachemers, not a real Kalvachemers. Me, God, Toiv Mira. It's exactly the same thing. Once you know that you cannot swap from bad to good, good to good is not a Kalvachemers. It's the same thing. You cannot swap, period. So it's not a Kalvachemers. I only have one time. So what am I learned? What's like means don't swap other people's animals. No, swap your own animal. So if you tell me you cannot swap other people's animals, and you get malka for it, so surely I don't need the as well. No, because of Hachifur said only others have an error thought. You know, I would have thought, you know, when you get Malkus, if my intention was that that animal should no longer be holy and this new animal should be holy, for that you're getting Malkus because you try to turn a carbon's animal into chulin. That's when you get Malkus. But if you're just doing lo yamir, if it's it, what does lo yachifena mean? Don't swap, don't change over, substitute. So we were a substitute. So we would have thought the isid is if you taking animal B and you're saying animal A, the original animal, should no longer be kaidish. I want animal B to be kaidish. Malkus, what do you mean taking an animal A and turning it into non-kaidish? That's hachlafa. But yamir means I want the original animal to remain kaidish, but I want to also pass it on to another animal. What's wrong with that? We wouldn't have known that. That's why we need lo yamir as well. Now the Gemara wants to analyze, what do you mean that you shouldn't... Sorry? That's it, there's a custom. The Rambam says it's a slippery slope. If you're going to start swapping from bad to good, next time you're going to start swapping from good to bad, you have a chrota, you donated it, and in your mind you delude yourself that the bad one's really better than the good one. That's a longer tail. And you convince yourself things of that, and therefore it's no good. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, hay b'shalach chedim? You shouldn't swap someone else, but if you did, it's kodesh. How can you deal with someone else's carbon? It's not yours. Hey, chedomi, what are you talking about? The chulin, the animal that I set aside for myself, and somebody else's animal, I'm going to hit that other animal to become kodesh. Mimotzi magish, I can take someone else's animal. Don't use someone else's animal. I can take someone else's animal and make a kodesh for me. Mimotzi magdish, if that's what we're talking about. Each kiyag is basic kodesh. We have so many times that a person can only make kodesh his own house. Just like his house is own shoes. So too, af kol b'shus has me own shoes. Well, a behemah, the hegdish, the alma we're talking about, it's a behemah of hegdish. You shouldn't go and take, so the hegdish has a behemah and say, I want the kedusha of that behemah to swap to mine. Me matvis, can that even be done? Forget the pasuk. Is it possible to take kedusha from something else, someone else's animal, and move it to yours? How can you do that? But dovashena shaloi, can it be typhus with something that's not even yours? How can you do that? But the gemara, la'olam behemah, the hegdish, the alma, the chulin, today. We're talking about a behemoth that was set aside by somebody for Hegdish, and the chulin is my own animal. So why would you think that I could even take the kedusha from someone else's animal to mine? Keep going to Amma Mori, the behemoth, the Hegdish, the owner of the behemoth of Hegdish said, so he's a pretty big rush as well. Did he do an Aveda? In a way, yeah. He's like the Achbar, yeah. Because that's behema bi behema. So why it's giving every possibility, I guess. Yeah. There's no chiddush one way or another. L'cheira. Just, yeah. Next Mishnah. The Gemara here is a very difficult Gemara, the Halton Cup. But still doing Mishnah, don't hold your head yet. Mamidin echad b'shnayim, you're allowed to take one animal and swap it for two. Mamidin echad b'shnayim, you're allowed to swap one animal for two. One animal chulin for two of kodesh. Or shnayim b'echad, you have two animals chulin, you say, I want the kodesh from one animal kodesh to go over to these, transfer to these two. No, it's one aveda. This is one lomer, but both and become kaddish. Echad b'meir is one act, one aveda. Echad b'meir, meir b'echad. One in 100 and 101. Reb Shimon Omer, ein mamidin el echad b'echad. Reb Shimon says you can only do one. Only one. Shenemar says, "V'hoyo hu utmurasa yia kaidish." It says, "Hu utmurasa loshen yachid." Ma hu miyuched. Looks like the original is only one. Afhi miyuched is. It says, "Hu one." The single, so definitely only one. Does say hein. So therefore, just like the original has to start with one animal, the new and the transfer could only be one animal. It's not chal at all. Nothing exactly. So if you do two, like for one, so this, so he says, so l'chayit is not chal on either of them, not just not chal on one, but other. How do you know this? Rabbi learned behema. Now luchedi and our Mishnah, Reb Shimon says clearly says hayuhu tumarasi yekadosh. But the Gemara in the Braisa brings another limud. Says it says in the pasuk behema be behema mekan shemamid an echad. Says one behema in another behema. So we learn out mekan shemamid an echad be beis a beis ge echad echad be meir meir be echad. The same pasuk. Yeah. It looks like it's that it's not like two different lemudim. It's like one thing. Yeah. Rav Shimon says, how does the Gemara learn from behema behema? Even the Rabbi, we'll see in a minute. Shimon says, no, only one and one. Shemar behema be behema. It's lashon yachid. Loi behema be behemais. Loi behemais be behema. Okay. So in fact, what is Tanakhama saying? The normal reading of the word, they say you find in the pasuk the word behema also is plural. Shemar says, well, behema rabba. It says by Yainu there, it says, well, behema rabba. So we see that lashon yachid can mean a lot of behemas. So they're not learning a lima from an extra word. They're saying that's part of shot. Behema be behema means many behemas and many behemas. But Rav Shimon, behema rabbi ikra. Behema, when does behema mean a lot? When is an extra adjective? Or behema stamla ikra. I don't understand. You're telling me here, Maisa Behemah, and Amisha told us a Maisa of who are Yehud, when I see a Kaddish. The time of Shemesh Behemah, who time of Shemesh, who says the word who by who are Yehud, when I see a Kaddish. Ma who me yuchid av tumul me yuchedis. Me kaddish, more answers. Me kaddish, in the beginning, Amad Ab Shemesh, me vaha Yehud, when I say, first he brought down the passing who. The chichaza, the doshi, Rabbanan, me Behemah, when he saw the Rabbanan, but dashing from the word Behemah, they did taich, Behemah means many. Amalu iu mahasam namim chilam meilu time and forget from where you, very your very place that you want to learn many behemas. I'm telling you it's one because it says behemah lashon yachid. Okay, yes, I'm having copy. Amar Shlaki says even though Rab Shimon says you can only do one behemah, it's only one behemah at a time, not one behemah sachako. That means in the morning I can take behemah a my behemah kodesh and swap it for another animal. In the afternoon I can take my original animal, swap it for another animal, and I keep on doing it again and again. But in the same time you cannot do two at a time. That's what Rav Shimon is saying. And Rabbi Yechon is going to say no. Rabbi Yechon is going to say that, you know, once an animal you transfer the Kedusha, there's no longer in the capacity to transfer it again even tomorrow and the day after. Can't. Okay, Rav Shimon shemamidin v'chayzim mamidin. You can do it tomorrow once and do it again, but only one at a time. My time of Kedusha is showing the heck. Why not? What happened to the Kedusha? You think the first one, when you light one candle to another candle, the first candle lose any of the fire? No. So the first animal still has the same Kedusha as before, but we learn from the Pasuk, Vayahu, Tvarasa, you can only do one at a time, only one at a time. An hour later, do another one. However, Rechon says, Kishem, She'ein Mamidin, Be'ez Be'echa, Ke'echa, just like you cannot do two at a time, or Be'echa, Kein, Ein Mamidin, Be'chayzim Mamidin. Nor can you do it again. Once you did a tumura with animal, it loses capacity to another tumura. Tanya kavasi Rabbi Yechon, Tanya kavasi the Shlaki. Just like the introduction to the Shreda Gemara. Tanya kavasi. Yeah. Tanya goes Rabbi Yechon, Kishem, She'ein Mamidin, Echa, B'shnayim, just like you cannot do one or two. Kach ein mamidin chayzim mamidin. That's why you cannot do it again. And Tani goes, Shlok is Yochel, I would thought, Kishen, Shem, Shem, Mamidin, Frank, Yechel, Kach, Emin, Chayzim, Mamidin, I feel it may even 100 times. So we have a Braise that completely agrees with the Shlok is, but a Braise that completely agrees with Rabbi Yechon. Okay. There's a few Lashainis, a whole bunch of questions of Halton Kup. Boy, Rab Ovin. Rab Ovin asked a question. Lidivre ha oimer ein mamidin, Chayzim, Mamidin. So according to Rabbi Yechon, the whole, that once Rabbi Yechon in Rab Shimon. Now, once you did one tumura, that's it. You cannot do another tumura. Let me ask you a question in the following scenario. Hifrish Asham, we'll call the animal by numbers. Hifrish Asham is chapaboy. So animal A, you set aside to be an Asham to forgive you for aveda you did. And then the heime boy, you used up the tumura, you made a tumura on animal X. Okay, so you did animal X, you did a tumura, which means, according to Rabbi Yechon, That's it. You cannot do any more tumuris with animal A. Then vuhumam. Animal A, something got a mum. I mean, you couldn't bring up animal A for your asham. So what did you do? V'chiloy alachas. What do you do when animal has a mum? You mechal it for another animal. So they went ahead, and he made animal B. Animal B became now the asham. You could either take money and buy an animal, or you swap it for another. You swapped it for another animal. Here you swapped for another animal. Okay, but then what happened was animal B got lost. So animal A had a mum, but animal A already was used for tumura. Animal B you set aside for your asham now got lost. So you bought animal C, and you did your asham animal C, and then suddenly you used animal C for your kapara. And then what happened was you found animal B. What happens to an usher who set aside, but you no longer need an usher because he was chapit by a chat, as we say, makes it, you know, what is chapit by a leil, let it die. By an usher, we bring it up as an oil. Sorry, X is gone. X is the tumura. You can't use it as your own. We'll learn later, by chat as an usher, the tumura does not go on the base of matrix. Either it dies or you wait till a mum. The idea of bringing in animal X is you already did a tumura with animal A. The question is like this. Now, so you have animal B. B now, two things there. B is a different animal altogether, which came from A, through a chalala. And B is a different carbon. It's an oiler. One second. B is a different, before I have a cup. B is a different carbon altogether. It's an oiler. And the question is, can you do a tumura now on B? Because another one hand, B came from A. And if A already used up his tumura, maybe B can be no longer, no better than A. On the other hand, it's a different animal and a different carbon. So I can new start, and you can make a tumura from animal B. Yeah, I mean, say, but will the kedusha transfer? The oiver and the tumura and the transfer is coming.
So if you need an osho,
the other animal is you let it want yidachi stayve. You don't have to bring up anything. Yeah, tumura. Okay. Maushi yame boy. Can you make a tumura on animal B? Okay, how's Cheshman? Sabai is not happy that we understood it. Sabai comes along, Abai says, I don't understand. My come by the what's bothering him? Is the main bothering him based gufim? Is it tumura if it's a separate body? Then kedusha achas. Who cares the fact that the carbon changed from osham to oiler? The main question is, it's not the same animal as you already did a tumura with animal A. You never did a tumura with animal B. B came from animal A. What's it then? Can you make a tumura in B? What's the relevance here that you lost B and you had a C and then came back to B? And what do you achieve by saying that B changes carbon? Who cares? E beis gufim kedusha achas tiboy leblem is chapit. Talk about without getting lost and having to have an animal C. And E beis kedusha achas. Maybe his main question is not the fact that it's two gufim. The main question is the carbon name changed? The first carbon that exhausted its tumura was asham. This carbon now is an oil. And his main question really is the focus is because it's a different carbon. Maybe you can do tumura again. In that case, why do you have to talk about two different animals? Talk about the original animal. Just say there's an A, and then it had. Let's say there's an A, and the A got lost, and then you brought a B, and then the B was brought up as your asham, and then you recovered the A. Now it's the same animal you originally did the tumura with, but it's a different name. It's no longer asham. It's the same question. What do you have to give such a far-reaching case? No weakness. Oh, no. It's a different name. No, that's the shaila. Your shaila is this animal already did a tumura fafal. Or do we say because it's no longer an osham, it's now an oiler? It's not fafal, it's a new animal. So why do you have to say monashach? One answers, you're right. But they wanted to save time. So therefore, he asked one question that leads to another question. It goes like this. Even if you can answer me that shnei gufin v'kedusha achas loy, that two gufin and one kedusha, no, that you lost the tmura because at the end of the day it's the same kedusha, m'shudibah, he kedusha, ha'kedusha, ha'it m'b'achad azim l'shnei gufin v'kedusha. Now, what would you hold by two gufin and two kedusha? That's why he went straight to the extreme. He wanted to save on all of these questions. Ma'u teku. That's one version. Lishna Achrina, another version which is similar but just a bit more exhaustive. Boy, Rabbi Yechina, the Amr says, "Ema milchad meini." Once you did, once you can't do it again. He finished Oshem li'schapa boy. He set aside animal A for kapara. Vehemibai, and then you made X. You used up it's a Tamura thing. The humum and then animal, they got a mum, the chilalacha, and then you created animal B. Mahu, and in this question, he doesn't talk about animal B getting lost in the animal C. Mahu she yachzibiyamit, can animal B now do a Tamura as well? Because it's a different animal. Here clearly he's asking about Shtei Gufim b'kedush achas, because what's animal B? Also an Asham. After animal A had a mum, and you swapped it for and you mechal it for animal B is an Asham, but not Vos. Here's two Gufim and one Kedusha. Is Mahu she yachzibiyamit. Then, excuse me. And then, inami or nischapib asham achar. Or what happens, case number two. So here, he goes through the steps. Case number two, where animal B then got lost, they had to get an animal C. So he was mischapib with an asham of animal C. And then they recovered animal B, even if it's an oila. What happened to the B is an oila. So you have now two animals and two kedushas. Mahu sheyachzib yomer, can now use it. Omar Abai asks, and it's a different version. Hi, come boyle. What's his question? If the question is kedusha acher is boyse guf, another kedusha in the same guf, then loin the boy should have asked humam that had a mum v'chile ba'acher. Then should have asked if his question is another kedusha in the same guf, then we should talk about a case where there was no mum for animal A. Just say you lost animal A, you brought an animal B, and you brought it as your usham, and now you go back and then you go back to animal A. Animal A, now it's called an oiler, but it's the same animal. It's two kedushas in the same group. What's it in? Talk about that case. That case you didn't bring up. He's learning the boy. Let's not ask about who needs a baramum. And if his main question is, guf echad ba isa kedusha, learning the boy, is chapa wash machar. So why didn't he ask that question as well? But Abhabi Avin, chod megal chod gaboy. He's asking all three, but without going through the details. Humam, if it had a mum. Humam, if it had a mum, the chilei al acha. This is what he's asking. Had a mum, and then you swapped it for animal B. Mao she yachziv v'yomer. Can you now go ahead with animal B? It's a different animal, even though it's the same kedusha. Can you make it tamura? I mean, do we say but ashem rishon de chayzem emir? And explain the question. Do we say only the first animal that you used for tamura the first time you cannot repeat? Ava beguf acha, but animal B. Afagav the kodesh oise kedusha. Even though animal B has the exact same kedusha. Chayzem emir. You can go ahead and make tamura. I dilma kol ba'isa kedusha chayzer meimer. Since it came, animal B came from animal A, and it's still the same kodesh. You cannot make tamura. Then he goes im tim tzalayman. If you're going to say hadin guf echad, if you're going to say that word that that the din, what's up over there? Sorry, guf acha. That is in the case that we just asked, which is two goofing, but kivan the ba'oyis kedusha koyin. But the fact is, they're both an asham. Ain chayzer meimer. You've exhausted your capacity to transfer the tamura, the kedusha. What about this chapet ba'asham acher? So let's go to the most extreme case that you lost animal two and you got animal three and you had a kapara v'nitik zerishon la'oyla. And now animal two became an oiler, so it has two milas. Sai it's a second goof, and Sai it's a totally different name. What happens in this game? When do we say ki ein meim bechayza meim han mila oisagu boizlusha the same goof thing dusha? Avlo oisagdusha. Fine. Case number two is that. Case number two is the case that we should have, as we should have said, where you had animal A and then you lost animal A, so you brought up animal B, and then animal A was recovered. It's still a good animal, but it's no longer an Asham, it's now an Oila. So it's the same animal you used the Tamura before, but before you did it under the banner of Asham, now it's under the banner of Oila. So the next question is, what would be the din in this case? I will Oisa Gedub Vedusha Cher, the same Gubernur Gedusha Chayzer Meimim, maybe you could, it's a totally different Kedusha. Even though it's a different kedusha, keeping the oisa gufu ain't chayzer meimer. So he's exhausting all the possibilities. Take cool. But the there's a cost of toss. The Rambam says there's a cost, but I can still give some reason to it. That's the reason. Yeah, but once you make an fair enough, yeah. Fair enough. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, now unfortunately we're not finished with this whole sugya. It continues. Same kind of questions, but a little different angle. Amr Shimon Levi, we know that if you make Hegdish and then you want to redeem it from Hegdish, you're the owner, you have to pay a penalty of an extra fifth or an extra quarter, which becomes a fifth. Hegdish Yudishin, if you go ahead and you donate some Hegdish and then you want to buy it back, is Moisiv Chemish. You have to add a Chemish. Okay. But Ain Hegdish Shani, Moisiv Chemish. What happens if you have the original animal you donated to Hegdish got a mum, and you then you just donate another animal to you swapped another animal from this, you donated an animal to Hegdish, it had a mum, so the Hegdish went ahead and swapped this animal for another animal, and now the original owner goes ahead and he wants to redeem the second animal. You don't pay another fifth. You pay because the second animal came from the first, and the first you already paid al Hegdish Rishon, you pay the fifth, but not the Hegdish Sheni. But ain't Hegdish Sheni, you don't have another fifth Hegdish Sheni. Sorry, if you want to redeem it, no, if you're redeeming it.
But the first one he got back because they swapped it.
No. If he wants to, if he doesn't have to. If he redeemed the first animal, then he has to pay a fifth. But he didn't redeem it.
Okay.
He didn't redeem it. He left it there. Then he got a mum. Second animal was swapped for that one.
This second animal stands in the place of the first animal.
That's right.
What does the first animal stay with him? With Hegdish, or comes to him, back to him? When they swap it.
Well, let's say it's by him. Let's talk by him. He has an animal set aside for a carbon. Okay? If he now wants to redeem this animal, he wants to redeem this animal, and he's got a mum. So he wants to redeem, and he has to redeem this animal and the money by another animal. So he wants to redeem this animal, he pays an extra fifth if the Balabas does it. He bought another animal with his money. And now the second animal got a mum again. Does he have to pay another fifth? So we're saying, no, how do we know that? Omer a puppet, my time Rabbi Shimon Levi, what's the svar? Omer cross. So the pasuk, v'im ha-makdish yigal es beisei, v'yosef chamishas. Makdish, only the first one, the hegdish. V'loya matri, the second animal was not through, didn't make it originally hegdish, it was a hatfasa. It was a continuation of, now what you did was you didn't convert it to money. You took animal A that had a mum, and you changed it to animal B. So you were mechal, animal B took the place of animal A. That's basically what you did. And now it became Kedah, but that's called Hatfasa rather than Hamakdish. Because you didn't initiate the Kedah, you just continue, you took this and that a substitute. So you don't pay a fifth now.
So what he's saying is that because you got the Hamakdish, the governor,
let's say, yeah, second one, yeah.
Same, but still, since it's the same governor, it's only been my commission.
That's right. Boy, Rabbi, come on, Rabbi, that's a very similar question before. Okay, Hal Kopp again. Boy, Rabavin, he frish Asham Lizchap. Boy, so animal A was you did it to Mechaper, Vuhumim Garamum. And so what you did was you swapped in front of the animal, Vahoysev Allah Chamir Vechilah. So you added a fifth and you're Mechalah for animal B. Chavede. And then what happened was animal B got lost. And when Mechaper Basham Achas, he brought an animal C, you're Mechaper, and you did an oil. What happened to animal B now? It became an oil. So it's a new carbon. And now it got a mum. Animal B now got a mum, and you want to swap it, do you pay the extra fifth or not? Animal B came from animal A, so before we said animal B doesn't need. Yeah, you found it and you recovered it, you found it. The Shaili, it's like a new carbon, and you have to give another fifth or not. Amar Abaye, same question we had on top, but a different angle. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Michael, what's his question? I understand his question is. His question is, Kushnegru Gufin, his main thing is, if it's not the same animal, that was animal A. And this is animal B, Kedusha Achas, Kameboile. Then to Boile, let him ask, but Loinus Chapa, there were no animal C. It was just two animals, Ishtay Kedusha Guvachim Boile. If his main question is, it's two different Kedusha, this is an Eil and this is an Asham, then to Boile Humam, who said you have to have a Mum? Go back, let's just say animal A, that you paid a fifth, and then animal A got lost. Then you brought B, and then you recovered animal A. And without ask without whom, what happens if you want to redeem animal A? Rabbi v'chad megal chadu kambayle. Im tibz lemish negun deshach lem loy mishul ma hikunu shitayis ba chadazim ne yirei added chaimish shnegun deglushul ma teikur meitz teikur. Okay, lishul achrina, the same idea but another way of doing it. Exactly before. You set aside an osam for a kabbara, animal A. The humam, an animal A, got a mum. So you brought in, introduced animal B. You brought an animal B, and you were moisif, chaimish. Right? You had to add, when you swapped the animal A for animal B, you had to pay chaimish. And then it's chaprubo shemacha, and then animal B got lost. You brought an animal C. Venitiz eloilus. And then when you found animal B, what do you do with animal B? You turn it into an mau she yosef olav chaimish. Do you add another chaimish to that or not? To B. Omar Abayas, Abayas, who hadin kovaboyle? What's he asking? If he's asking, ikedusha cheres, but oisahagul kovaboyle. If he's asking, the question is, since you changed the name from Oshem to Oila, and the question is now, do we pay another fifth? Is loyne boyle humam? Then we don't need that. It should have a case of a mum. We don't need a mum to do a third animal. Just talk about the same goof, but you change the name from Oshem to Oila because you lost it. You didn't get a mum. You had an animal set aside for Oshem. It got lost. And you brought another animal there, and now your first animal changed. Do we pay a fifth or not? Iguf echad ba'isik dusha v'chulu. Same before. V'chila lachem ma'us yesel l'chaimish mi'amnin ba'ashem kamahu d'maisi v'abguf echad. Only the original animal, you add the fifth. Aval b'guf echad, the same guf. Afal gav d'koyim ba'isik dusha ein ma'isim chaimish. I'm sorry, b'guf achad, even though ba'isik dusha. You don't add a fifth. Ideal makol oisik kedusha ain't a meisav chaimish. If it's the same kedusha, regardless, you don't add another fifth. The imtim tolaimer hadin guf echad. That by if you have the same body, kivin the meisav kedusha koyim meisav chaimish. El neschape ba'achad. What happens then? You introduce the case that that B got lost. You brought in C. Venitiz eloy that B became an oila. Mao. What happens then? It's like two bodies and two kedushas. Ki meisav chaimish ba'isav guf. When do you add a fifth in the same body ba'isav kedusha? If it's the same kedusha. Ava begdusha ached is loy, but here it's a different kedusha altogether. It's an oila, so maybe you don't have to add now another fifth. Ideal makivin the oisa gufu moisa chaim. You still add another fifth. Take whom? Boy Rama Chama. Okay, Rama Chama has a question. Who? Totally a digression. Me magdish moisa chaimish. Let's say I donated an animal. Or I set aside an animal to become kodesh for you on your behalf. I'm setting aside his chatas. For you, we had in the beginning of the Masechta here about a goy. If a goy sets aside for a yid, and we said bosom mischapers, we look at the yid as if it's the yid. But what about a Yisrael Reuven set aside an animal for Shimon, and then one of them redeemed it? Who's the one who pays that fifth? The one who was makdish it, or the one who owns it now, or who's benefited? Yeah, the beneficiary. Is the makdish meisiv chaimish? Is it the makdish who has to add the fifth? Oy, perhaps it's the mischaper that Moisef Chaimish, the guy who's going to be benefit from it, has to add the fifth. Omar Rabba.
He did donate it.
I set aside an animal. So I said, "This
gave him a present, he gave his friend a present."
I'm doing this. Yeah, I'm doing a favor here. This animal is going to be your chattas, but it's my animal. I'm donating it.
So
I'm not
donating
it to you. You don't get it. It goes to Beis Mikdash.
Right, but he would have had to pay for it otherwise.
Who? You would have to. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah. But he didn't.
Doing him a favor.
But some. But it's not yours. Sorry.
Who wants to redeem it?
That's the thing. Let's say one or the other want to redeem it and change it. Not really. Let's say it has a mum. You have to be mechallel. You have a mum. You can only redeem it. Only it has a mum. The reason is a mum. It's a mitzvah to redeem. Not it could. You're supposed to. Here, you cannot redeem unless it has a mum. And the question is, so one or the other will do it. The question is, who has to pay that penalty? Who's the baal boss here? Amarava Amakra says Rav. It says in Feish and Pasik, the im hamakdish yiglas beitz. The guy who made a hegdish wants to redeem his house. He has to add a fifth. Magdish v'loy mischapes. It's clearly here. It's the magdish, not the one in the receiving end. Boy, Rambam Chomer. Rambam has a question. Magdish oisa tamura, a mischaper oisa tamura. Who's the one that can do to tamura? We also had before. It has to be kabonoi. Who's kabonoi? Yeah. Who's the one? When is the chal? You're not over unless it's chal. So basically, it's the same question. So who's over? Who when is it chal? Omar Rava says Rava.
It should be the same thing. Sorry. Retains ownership. If in the first case the person who retains ownership.
You're going to see that when it comes to the fifth, it's the magdish, but when it comes to the tamura, it's the mischaper. Omar Rava says Rava. A few words are missing here. Pshita the mischaper is a tamura. It's the mischaper does the tmura, because the e hamagdish oisa tmura. Because if the magdish in kain matzinu tzibur v'shutfin oisa tmura, we had before that only has to be yachid and not a tzibur. But if the magdish does the tmura, then you could have a tmura in a tzibur or shutfus. let's say if a tzibur or a shutfin sent a guy, you go ahead and you do the, you can't have 20 people go buying the behemoth together in Makdash. One guy does it on behalf of all of them. But you're telling me that the guy who does it is really, even though it's a tzibur doing it, they all gave him money, it's this yachid who was Makdash it. So therefore, why do we say that a tzibur can't be Makdash? According to you, look at the Makdash, not on the beneficiaries. So then even a tzibur, even a shutfin, there's only one person physically involved in it. So why can't he make it Kodesh? Yeah. Is that I go after Mishapim? Kigayin Akei, the Shavish Lech Dushim, what?
It's not an ownership thing then, because in the first case, the ownership seems like it stays with the first person.
When it comes to the penalty of a fifth, Taylor said Hamakdish. Taylor highlights Hamakdish, so that's all we count. When it comes to Tumura, Taylor doesn't say anywhere Hamakdish, it says Karbonoi. So if you're going to say Karbon Noi is the one who was makdish it, then a tzibur also can makdish. Even a tzibur, 10 people come together, they don't hold 10 makdish it. One guy is makdish on behalf of everybody. So then, according to you, it should be chal. And the tzibur should be chal. And yet we learned before, Karbon Noi be yachid, not a tzibur. Okay, so therefore it doesn't work. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Thanks, Maharam.